This is Sounds Like Adventure, an actual play podcast all about fun roleplay, short run times, and great sound design. I'm your host and DM, Jack Trainer, and I'm joined by my co-hosts and players, Jacob Sirachi and China Venzel. Hey there, it's another episode of Sounds Like Adventure. Hey, it's me, Jack. How you going? So over the past 3 weeks, you've heard three bonus episodes where we introduced you to your new cast members of Sounds Like Adventure. And today, we bring you the final cast member as we wrap up this bonus episode series. So let's get into it. What can I even say about the next guy? If you are in Australia, if you like TTRPGs, and if you've been on the internet, then you're probably aware of this person already. They make some of the best sketches that are out there, and they just seem to be occupying every space of the internet when it comes to TTRPGs in Australia. His name is Arlo. He goes by Arlentric on every space of the internet that you can see, and I'm so excited to say that he is joining the show. So with all that in mind, let's get into the chat. Arlo, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello, listeners. Is that how this works? Yeah.
Yes, dear listener. Yeah. congratulations. You're joining the cast of Sounds Like Adventure.
I genuinely can't believe that. I'm over the moon excited.
We're so keen to have you. So I always start these chats off the same way. How did you find yourself getting into the world of tabletop games?
I feel like I'm going to be very unoriginal in this, in that I started playing D&D is my first introduction to TTRPGs, and that all started in COVID for me, which I think for the vast majority of the, I'd say, newer D&D players is not an anomaly. I've loved high fantasy forever. I've loved the idea of D&D forever. I didn't have any friends who were willing to give it a try until we were locked in our houses in Australia for a good 7 consecutive months. So since then, it's been my absolute everything. And I've dabbled out into a lot of other systems since then, played a lot of Call of Cthulhu, which absolutely love. I'm playing the Root TTRPG at the moment, which is really cool. Still wrapping my head around that. But for a while, I didn't even know there were other systems outside of D&D. So it's a fun little playground out there to go and explore.
And tell me about your first ever character.
Oh, so this is fun. My first character, I've only started playing at the start of this year because I've been a forever DM. So my first ever character was in a Curse of Strahd campaign. I was playing as a 2-year-old goblin warlock called Grimgor. I absolutely love him. He's a little gremlin who was abandoned as a child and kind of he's been raised by a patron, and, you know, instead of doing, I'd say, typical goblin evil, stereotypical evil deeds, now he just does whatever the patron asks him to do in fun and chaotic ways. I get to play as a little gremlin child and upset the party. It's awesome.
Love that. And you are actually, like, one of the most present faces and voices in the Australian TTRPG content landscape. That might make you quite uncomfortable for me to say that, but I'm saying it anyway.
That is a very, no one's ever said that out loud.
Because you're kind of everywhere. Everywhere I turn around, there's you doing a sketch of some kind. How did this all start for you as a content creator in this space?
Yeah, the attention is a very new thing to me, and you're not the first person to say that, and I still don't fully take it on at face value. But I've been creating content, again, unoriginally since lockdown, but only gained any form of traction, I'd say, since end of last year when I realized, hey, why don't I just create content about the thing that I actually like doing instead of trying to appease to any kind of audience, and let's just see what happens. Unfortunately, my level of humor is the equivalent of dad jokes reskinned into high fantasy D&D settings, and a lot of people seem to resonate with my dumb character concepts and just dad humor is the best way of saying it. So it's been a bit of a roller coaster over the past 5 months.
And you say unfortunately, but a lot of people like it. So fortunately,
it's a very good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm going to have you on the table business. We're going to do a deep dive on your journey, how it all went. But the first time we caught up, you told me a very quick story of like when everything kind of exploded. Can you quickly share that story with us now? Because I think it is quite a remarkable little moment.
Yeah, absolutely. So over New Year's this year, which is still weird that it's 2024, but okay. I went away for about 2.5 weeks. And before that, like I was posting semi-frequently, not a lot was happening, but I was having fun with it all. And then I'd, for whatever reason, decided to cram out 2 weeks worth of daily shorts for YouTube, schedule them all. And then I went remote camping up on the New South Wales border without any form of internet reception. So didn't know anything about the content or how it was going. And then when I came back, I had an email from YouTube offering me to be a YouTube partner. I didn't know what that meant. And then when I went to my channel, I had 15 million views throughout those videos while I was away, which I still don't fully comprehend. And that was definitely the highest of high surges, but it is the most pinch myself on a daily basis kind of thing that it still doesn't make any sense to me, but very grateful.
Incredible. I love that it's like the moment that a lot of folks dream of and you're like, what does this mean? I've never even heard of this before.
Wasn't doing it with the intent of getting to that point, but I mean, I never thought in my wildest dreams there'd be a possibility. So obviously just unaware of the bigger picture things. So
very, very cool. Let's talk a little bit about the campaign now. So we're still in the early stages. We haven't had our session zero, but we've been talking a lot about characters. So give us a tease. What are you thinking about for your character?
The one that's really sticking is unintelligent, slightly posh captain of the crew, like big Zap Brannigan from Futurama kind of vibes. I'm struggling to veer away from that because I just think that's just really going to work with it, a dynamic of what we've got coming together. Just an awful leader that no one actually cares about but thinks everyone cares. I'm really loving that concept.
Yes, I love the arrogant idiot, the guy everyone knows is dumb but him, basically.
Yeah, exactly. He's
very smart. Gosh, that's going to be a lot of fun. Well, Arlo, thanks so much for joining me today. If people want to go and check out some of these sketches, if they don't know about you already somehow, where can they find you?
You can find me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram, all at Arlentric. I don't know if that's worth spelling, Arlentric. You'll find me there reposting the same things across all the platforms. So if you're at one of them, you're seeing the same stuff anyway.
No, it's all wildly different. You got to subscribe to them all.
I'm doing 3 different videos each day.
Every single day. You just recut the same video in a different way.
That's it. That's different angles.
All right, Arlo, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much. Can't wait.